Specialist, People and Places, presented by iMinds.
Joan of Arc.
It is said that when Joan of Arc was born on the 6th of January in 1412, the roosters in her village all crowed, even though it was midnight. When Joan was 13 years old, something happened to change her life. She was working in the garden when she thought she saw a bright light coming from the church and heard someone speaking French in a sweet, low, beautiful voice. The voice told her it was the angel Saint Michael and that he had a message from God. He told her she had a great mission to fulfill and that she would be the one to save France. France had been at war with England for 92 years, what would later be known as the Hundred Years' War. The English were trying to conquer France and were succeeding. But the conflict had been raging for so long that there were barely any soldiers left, and both sides had to rely on mercenaries from Spain and Italy. Both countries were poor and exhausted, but there was no end in sight. After a particularly violent attack on Joan's village, her voices gave her a new message. They told her the only way for France to win the war was if Charles VII was crowned king at Rheims, and the only way to get him there was to raise the siege at Orléans, an important city on the Loire River. Theories about the cause of Joan's visions include schizophrenia, epilepsy, or hallucinations caused by ergot, a kind of fungus that grew on rye that was chemically similar to LSD. Another theory suggests Joan had tuberculosis of the brain from drinking unpasteurized cow's milk. Joan ran away from home at the age of 15. She made her way to Vaucouleurs, where she convinced a noble named Jean de Metz